Well, it's not true that we didn't use lights. I mean, the interiors almost always had lights. There are a number of scenes that were done under cover of shade or inside a barn that had a north light, a very soft light that remained constant. But, you know, any time you see an extended scene where you have a dramatic light coming in, like a window or something like that, in order to maintain the continuity of that light, it has to be an artificial light because the sun is constantly moving.
And as a watch in the night, as soon as thou scatters them, they're even as the sea,
the exteriors on Days of Heaven were largely available light, and they were shot in backlight. So when you're shooting in backlight, not only do you get the rim around the head that is very dramatic, and the sun hitting the ground behind you is very bright, but the light doesn't change. As long as you keep it in backlight, the light on the front of the face is going to be very down and soft. Now, what happens normally is traditionally cameramen will fill very softly the front of the face in backlight so that the back won't overexpose too much, won't burn out. A lot of times we were shooting in the wheat fields or in ground that was already brightly lit, so you got a certain amount of bounce light coming up off the ground that filled in the face and gave very beautiful natural kind of highlights. If you had supplemented that by extra artificial light, it would have washed it out. So a lot of the very delicate highlights that you see on the faces in backlit scenes that are so effective, that make it seem so real, would not have been there had Nesser used supplemental light. The fact that the light was constantly changing is not really a crucial element, because the film not only is impressionistic, but there are very few lengthy scenes. And a lot of the scenes were actually done late in the afternoon, if not at magic hour. And so sometimes in the middle of the day, when the light was pretty much overhead and was not very beautiful to shoot, we would either shoot under cover in a barn or a north light situation, or we would rehearse three or four scenes. We would position where we thought the camera would go, drive a stake in the ground, rehearse the scene, pick the lens, get everything ready. If it were dolly, we would lay the dolly track, this all during the height of the day. And then when the sun started to drop and we got closer to the magic hour, we would run like hell from one place to another. Terry had the actors rehearsed, the camera moves were all planned, we knew what we were doing, and we would like do one or two takes here, then we'd move the camera one or two takes here. And with that long twilight magic hour in southern Alberta in summer, we would have like a 40-minute magic hour period instead of 12 or 15 minutes. And we were able to, you know, shoot a number of scenes every night that way. At that time, there was no film that was directly balanced for daylight. When you shot in daylight, you had to use a warming filter. The film was balanced for tungsten light at 3200 Kelvin. So you always had this sort of salmon-colored filter when you went outside, and that took up almost a full stop of light. Now, as it got darker and you ran out of light, you could pull that filter out and gain extra shooting time. And that's what we did a lot of times. And that's why a lot of the scenes are so very, very deeply blue. Not only is it because the sky was blue in that lake, but when you pull that filter, it intensified the blue even more. We shot a number of days well after sunset, well after the normal magic hour, and of course, as the sun sets in the west, the western sky is the last to lose even the deep blue light. And Nesta would keep shooting well after the light meter would indicate, you know, there's nothing left. And Terry would always think, Nesta, let's just shoot it. You know, I mean, it's just a shot. Let's shoot. Who knows what it's going to, maybe it'll be great. And a lot of times it was. A lot of times the stuff would come back and we could barely see each other, but, and there was no detail in the actors, but the sky behind had enough to silhouette them.